Spring has sprung early here in North Idaho, which means that we can get back to work on the shipping container shop. This was a great place to store things out of the weather over the winter, but now that it's spring, I want to make it actually usable, starting with a better way to get onto the deck. Look, if I wanted to climb this tree, I could just, as long as I'm over here, it's safe. Now I can climb trees. I now have stuff hidden all over this property, and the top of this container up here has actually made a pretty good place to store metal because I can put the full 20-foot stick up here if I need to. Okay, let's see, looking for some angle iron. This table has built a lot of projects, and like these cuts right here are actually from me making intricate cuts in tile. And then now here, it's been like our primary workbench. So that goes right there. If it goes right here, it doesn't really ever interfere with the door opening, but I think we need to go get some more gravel. Yeah, come on up.
Guess how many times I shoveled snow this winter? I never ever shoveled snow.
This feels so much safer. Why didn't we do this like a long time ago? Nice job.
Thank you. How many times have you shoveled snow this winter? In order to turn this space into a functional workshop, we're going to need reliable power, and that's where this Anker Solex F3800 comes in. We're going to be using that combined with 800 watts of solar up on the roof to give us quick, easy, off-grid, reliable power here in the container workshop. These Z brackets here easily mount to the frame of the panel like that, which then allows us to screw the panel down to the roof.
This spot seems like the spot that gets the most sun exposure throughout the day, so that's why I chose that spot.
Oh man!
I put the brackets in the wrong holes. Measure once, bolt twice.
Bam! The spacing of the holes on the panels lines up perfectly with my roof purlin, so I didn't have to drill any special holes. And then also the spacing on the width of the panels lines up perfectly with the ribs so that I didn't have a mounting bracket landing on top of a rib. You know when things just work out? I feel like this is one of those things that's just gonna work out. Set it.
This equipment shed turned out so much better than I ever could have even imagined. It was so nice this winter to have so much storage space in here, but things did end up a little bit piled in the back, and I'm gonna see if I can't get it cleaned up. If you guys followed along on this project, we actually used lumber that we milled ourselves here on the property to build this whole structure, and we did end up with a little pile of scraps that I think will make great kindling, so let's get these chopped up. Oh yeah. Look into my eyes. We're overdue for a conversation. Something's on your mind. You're killing me with the silent treatment. I wanna hit rewind. Saturdays in your old apartment. I don't think we're gonna be burning this kindling anytime soon. Too late to figure it out. And no, it's never too late. next winter is like the last thing that I want to think about right now, but I think just like that, we have almost a year's worth of kindling cut.
All right, while Courtney works on the firewood, I'm going to start working on getting the solar panels wired up. Like that. Now I just use these MC4 extension cables to run this down to the Solex. It's late in the afternoon and the solar panels are already partially in the shade, but before I get carried away routing all these cables, I wanna make sure that the wiring on the panels all works. So I temporarily ran them down the wall right here. This is an MC4 to XT60 adapter. This did not actually come with it. I had to buy this separately. This allows us to hook standard solar panels up to the Solex. Oh, there it goes. 33 watts. We're currently getting 56 watts total from an 800 watt array, but the array is fully in the shade now. I'm looking forward to seeing what it can do in full sun tomorrow.
Now that I know that the solar is going to work, it's time to get the cables routed correctly. I was trying to avoid a roof penetration, but ultimately decided that I'm gonna have to do it. I was also trying to avoid having to cut these cables because they're pre-made, but gonna have to do that too. So here we go, bite the bullet. Let's just get it done. I split open a piece of fuel hose to make a grommet so that the wires don't get cut on this hole. In order to get the cable through this penetration box, I've got to cut the end off. So, cheers to doing more work later. Goodbye wire. Fancy black goop.
I can already tell I'm gonna get black goop on everything.
That's it for the roof. Okay, we've got our wires now inside the container where we plan to install the Solex permanently. So the last thing to do is to crimp new MC4 connectors back on the ends of these cables that I had to cut a few minutes ago. And we are ready to plug our solar panels back into the Solex. That's it for me tonight. I'm gonna clean up, get some dinner, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm really looking forward to staying in the deck. And I get to climb this nice, mostly safe ladder.
3 points of contact.
I cannot believe that this is where we get to live. We are so lucky.
When we do a staining project or a painting project, Courtney's the painter and I'm on like errand boy prep. And she works so fast, I cannot keep up with her.
It's a reversal of roles.
Oh boy, this is like water.
I've never tried one of these before, but it's a deck staining pad that you can put on a pole so you don't have to bend over.
Ooh, that was
what is it? I've never seen one of those tools.
I hadn't either, but...
Did you find that on the cleaning aisle or painting aisle?
Oh, game changer!
Sweet.
Oh my gosh, Riley.
That thing's awesome.
I mean, I'm making a huge mess, but...
That's okay. Nice.
Look at that.
What happened last time you used that sprayer?
I was pregnant. I threw my back out. So this time's more successful.
That view is almost as good as this view.
Oh. You're just saying that because I'm staining your deck.
Okay, Courtney's down there spraying and I'm gonna check on the power. It says we have 69% and at this rate, she can spray stain for the next 11 hours. We are exactly halfway done.
In like 10 minutes?
And guess how much stain we have left?
Hopefully half.
One of two buckets empty. preparing for the storm, hun?
Because my pants are too short.
Solar panels are all now in direct sun. Actually, this time of year, our sun angle is still pretty low in the sky. It's just over the trees right there. Ideally, for this time of year, these solar panels would be tipped up more like our big solar array over there. Let's go see how much power those 800 watts of panels are making. Solar wires coming in. Connector. Oh, okay, it senses. All right, there we have it. 800 watts of panels are making 566 watts of electricity, and this thing should be fully charged in 3 hours. And then let's say there were a day where we were just doing a ton of work down here using tons of power. I could even set up a separate portable solar array out in the sun somewhere, hook it up here, and those two solar arrays would act entirely independently of each other. So very cool that it's got two separate solar inputs. We're busted. She caught us slacking on the job, buddy. What are you up to?
So I love how functional the ladder turned out, but it's a little bit ugly, so I think I have a plan. I'm gonna try painting it.
She just called my ladder ugly.
No, it just looks a little bit like we put an extension ladder on the front of our building.
Oh, you're gonna customize it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Buddy, what is that footwear? It's March. The 6,000 watt, 240 volt split phase output of the Solex F3800 combined with the 3,800 watt hours of battery capacity and the 2,400 watts of solar input capacity make this portable power station pretty awesome all on its own. But what makes it a really cool system is the addition of the Anchor Home Power Panel, because this is going to allow us to easily integrate this portable power station into the entire electrical system in this workshop. Let's get started. Grid would come into here if we had grid, which we don't. Power is going to come out of here and feed into our electrical panel. And then down here are two plugs for the Solex units. So we can actually have two of these Solex plugs in together, which would give us 12,000 watts total or true 50 amp service. As long as I measured correctly, is there we go. When connected to grid power, there are three operating modes in the home power panel. Automatic backup mode instantly switches loads over in the event of a power outage. Time of use mode charges the F3800 during on-peak hours and then uses that energy in off-peak hours in order to reduce electricity costs. Self-consumption mode charges the F3800 when excess grid-tied solar is produced and then uses that energy when the solar can't keep up.
I'm sorry that I got it wet.
It's okay.
The razor blade wasn't working. Can I steal some power from you?
That's aggressive.
Oh yeah, that was so much better. I understand that ladders are dangerous, but this is an absurd number of warning stickers. Danger. Danger. Caution. Danger! I think it's time to paint this thing. That was scary. Ah! The bugs are already out! Oh no! No going back now.
That looks way better. Oh no, don't get that on me. Okay, I wanna put a service panel here. I don't even know if it's possible to make what I'm trying to make in that limited amount of space. And I've only used a conduit bender one other time in my life, but we're gonna see what happens. I wanna bend this to a 45, and then I want a second bend the other way, basically as close as I can, I think. That's the shape I'm after, and then I'll just cut it out of the inside here, but I don't know. Try again. Hey, there we go. That's what I was after. All right, and now we'll just pretend like I didn't waste the rest of this. This is called a conduit cutting rack. with everything mounted now, it's time to run power from the home power panel to our distribution panel. And so because we're gonna be running one F3800, I need to use 10 gauge wire. And just like that, I've got the wires feeding from the home panel to the distribution panel. It's time to add an outlet so we can hook everything up and see if it works. Whoa, ho, ho. Did you guys see that? The dog's nose just stuck through the hole where I was drilling.
What?
Boone, go away. So a bunch of sealant right here to seal this up. This hole here is oversized and deburred. It's oversized so that there's nothing sharp for wires to chafe on when they pass from one box to the other. Okay, now can you impact it in a little bit? There we go, nice, a little more. Very good.
Boxes are mounted, conduit is run, let's pull some wire. But I think it's gonna be pretty difficult to manage this mess. Luckily we're not pulling it very far.
Okay, ground rod. Wish me luck because I know how many rocks are in this because I put the rocks here. The intent of the ground rod is to ground our electrical system. And that's so that in the event of a short, let's say a wire frays and contacts the metal conduit or the container, that electricity will have a path to ground rather than potentially me becoming the path to ground. And we hit a rock. Oh yeah, it's going. Okay, I did end up having to cut the top 2 feet of that ground rod off. I just could not get it to go any further. It's time to get some outlets wired up and see how this home power panel works. I'm not putting goo in here to waterproof it. I'm putting goo in here to keep the stinky bugs out, man. They find every little hole. They'd crawl right up that cable and fill this thing with stinky bugs in the fall. Okay, there we go. Thirty amp brake for the welder's plug, 20 amp breaker for the 120 GFI receptacle. Okay, here we go. This thing is so easy to move around. Well, we might as well lock them. Jeez. I think it's as simple as just plugging this cable in. This goes here. And now let's see, we have one power station, so we're gonna go to power station one. Okay, we just finished the setup process on the home power panel. I will say that something unexpected was that we had to hook it up to 240 power on the grid feed. Of course, we don't have grid power here, and so I tricked it by plugging it into the 240 outlet on our F-150 Lightning. We're not gonna be using the on-grid features because we don't have the grid, but if you have the grid, this thing has some pretty cool features. First, it can be an automatic whole home backup system. If the power goes down, this will automatically switch over to powering the critical loads panel from the Solix F3800. The other one is that if you already have existing roof-mounted solar, it can monitor the solar input through this sensor. And if you're producing more solar power than you're consuming electricity, it will automatically start charging the F3800 rather than selling that power back to the grid. And then vice versa, if you start consuming more energy than you're producing, it'll switch the critical loads power to start being powered off the battery in the F3800. And so in that way, it could seriously reduce your electricity bills and maximize the amount of your own solar energy that you're consuming. But that's enough about the tech specs. Let's see if we have power. Circuit breaker on. The light's on the GFI outlet. My favorite electrical tester tool, the Portaband. Oh my gosh, Courtney. I'm not planning to break my equipment this summer, but when I inevitably do break it, now I have a great spot to work on it.
If you'd like to learn more about the Anker Solix home power panel and the F3800, you can head to the link in the description below. Is this thing crazy looking? It's like a spaceship light. Pew pew! Next up is we're gonna put some lights up in here so that we can, well, so we can see. This is for me to ride on.
Probably not our smartest move, but we may or may not have cannibalized the only ladder tall enough to reach in the shop. Good thing we have a backup plan. Uber's here.
Should I trust you?
I think you can trust me. I haven't dropped you yet.
That look good?
The line right there?
Did you even look?
Oh no, I dropped the nut, Courtney.
Right in front of you. Yep. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's got a lot of adjustment.
Looking good.
Thank you. We're getting there.
I think that's four bald eagles. Four of them.
That's crazy.
Four bald eagles and a Bigfoot.
And the last light is installed on the front of the building. This one has a dusk to dawn sensor in it, so I'm going to wire it to a separate switch. I think it's going to be awesome, though, to be able to have this whole area below me lit up.
Okay, Courtney, can you take me down?
Do we want to start with these lights? Did you even know about this light?
Awesome.
Step one is to turn the breaker on. That was the wrong one. That was this outlet. Step two is to turn the breaker on.
Upgrade!
I don't have to come down here with a headlamp anymore at night.
Now, whenever you need to get your kayaks or your train, you can see. We're ready.
Yay!
Oliver! It turned on!
Yay!
Yeah!
And with that, guys, thanks so much for watching. It feels so good to have a few more things crossed off the list, and we cannot wait to get started on our next project, which, spoiler alert, involves another shipping container.
Let's go play in our new shop. Come on, let's go.